And welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Mid Prairie wrestler Sarah Meter. Sarah, congratulations and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
Sarah, it's been a great start to the new year for you and a lot of the Golden Hawk wrestlers. You had a couple tournaments the last couple days. You finished first at North Scott and then second at Anamosa. Sarah, I want to talk about mostly that North Scott tournament. You had three pins. What was working for you that day and what allowed you to come out with a couple victories?
Mostly being aggressive and having the coaches there really help us, like telling like moves and stuff. But mostly being aggressive, just going out there and giving it your all and just knowing that you have to do everything in your power to turn them to their back.
A lot of your wins have come by pin. Is that something you're constantly looking for in a match, waiting for your shot? Has it just kind of worked out that way? Why do you think you've had so many falls on the season?
Just getting at it right away and not wasting time. I would like to take more shots, but mostly the aggression is what's allowed me to get pinned so fast. I just get after it and don't want to waste any time.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're on the squad last year, but how do you think you've improved as a wrestler from last year to this year in your senior campaign?
I've definitely improved a lot with technique and aggression. I did a lot of work in the off season with open mats, and I wrestled with my brother a lot, and I've definitely improved on technique and shots and getting them to their backs and pins and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite move?
Well, last year I did a lot of the headlock, but now I'd say my favorite move is a chicken wing or a butcher. Anything that really kind of inflicts a little bit of pain.
There you go. What do you think your biggest strength on the mat is?
My conditioning. I was in cross country, so I have a lot more conditioning than most wrestlers would at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been wrestling?
This is my second year.
Okay, you know, the girls program at Mid Prairie has been on the rise the last couple of years. What's that like to be a part of that, something that's brewing for this Mid Prairie program that's turned into something special?
Oh, it's really awesome. I love the group of girls that we have right now. They just work so hard, and we all love being with each other, and everybody's really encouraging. And this is an awesome start to that girls team, the girls that we have now. I feel like after this year, it's definitely going to blossom even more. As they see, like, publicity around girls wrestling, younger girls are going to want to come out, more and more of them.
Mm-hmm. And this past off season, was there a little, recruiting involved with some of your classmates? Hey, this is fun. Why don't you come out and wrestle with us?
Yeah, we definitely tried to get out there and get some girls. It was hard because of COVID, but we did try our best to ask around and stuff like that.
Well, the girls' wrestling state is just a few weeks away. What's your thoughts on that, and what's the goals heading into that state tourney?
All of our girls are planning on going, as far as I know, and I think our goals are just to get out there and be aggressive and get as far into the bracket as we can and try and get girls on the podium.
Mm-hmm. Just as a team, how do you think the team has improved from day one to now?
Last year at state, we might have had a full team. I don't think we did, but we still placed 10th at state, and that was our first ever, girls wrestling state tournament, so that was really awesome. And I feel like this year we'll do even better because we have more experience and a lot of conditioning and a lot of hard work going into this season.
Mm-hmm. What about the goal for you as an individual at state and just for the rest of the year?
I would really like to go into state with the attitude of placing higher than I did last year and just trying my best to beat everybody and get really, get at it when I get on the mat.
Mm-hmm. What do you love the most about the sport of wrestling, do you think?
Mentality and, how you feel after a practice. Like, when you're dead, you just feel so accomplished. And after a match, you just feel really accomplished when you've tried your best and you go out there and you see what you can do when you give it your all.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a superstition or a ritual you take part in before a match?
Yeah, day before a match, before every match that I have. I go for like a little jog and then I find a quiet place to pray.
Okay. Do you have a wrestling role model?
Well, last year I didn't really know a lot about wrestling, but I'd say right now my role models are my coaches. They're pretty much the only wrestlers that I really know outside of the Mid Prairie like community kind of that wrestled before me.
Sure. Awesome. Well, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So, Sarah, how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Before matches, we do have a pretty hefty warm-up, and we use a lot of the stuff that, like, Jet Physical Therapy has, like we do, like, before we warm up and lifting, like, stretching and stuff, we jog, and we kind of, like, get the blood pumping and get, like, the energy up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's get outside of wrestling, Sarah. Since you are a senior, what's next year have in store for you?
I am enlisted in the Navy, and I plan to leave for basic in July.
Awesome. Well, good for you. So what inspired you to want to go into the Navy?
I really didn't know what I wanted to do after high school, and I do have a couple relatives that are in the military, and I just saw it as a great opportunity and a lot of, like, great experience going in.
Mm-hmm. Do you know specifically what you want to do in the Navy, or?
Not quite yet. I have a couple of ideas, but nothing set in stone yet.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you there, and best of luck the rest of the wrestling season. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Meter, a senior on this year's Mid Prairie Wrestling team. A fantastic start to her senior campaign. Best of luck to Sarah and the rest of the Golden Hawks the rest of the year. We'll step aside, close things out on today's PM Sports Page after this on 8FM KCII.